8. Embrace a positive vision for your life based on what you value. If you have a positive vision for your life and you take action to fulfill that vision, then you will more readily recognize that your life matters. What do you value? What prompts you to see a positive vision for your life? If you don't have a vision, you are likely to be apathetic. However, if you tap into what you value and try to see what could be, it can inspire you to take positive action. And every positive action you take helps you to believe in yourself, which in turn helps you to take more positive action. 9. Practice the one-word strategy. A couple of years ago, I read a book by Kevin Hall called Aspire, which really inspired me. One of my favorite passages in the book communicates something Kevin does to help people grow. The first thing I do when I'm coaching someone who aspires to stretch, grow, and go higher in life is to have that person select the one word that best describes him or her. Once that person does that, it's as if he or she has turned a page in a book and highlighted one word. Instead of seeing 300 different words on the page, the person's attention and intention is focused immediately on that single word, that single gift. What the individual focuses on expands. Why do I like this practice of picking one word? Because it tells you a lot about how you think about yourself. Try it. If you could pick only one word to describe yourself, what would it be? I hope it's positive. If it is, it will help you go in the right direction. If it's not, then you need to change your word. 10. Take responsibility for your life. We tend to get in life what we are willing to tolerate. If we allow others to disrespect us, we get disrespected. If we tolerate abuse, we get abused. If we think it's okay to be overworked and underpaid, guess what will happen? The changes you need to make may not be easy. They might not happen quickly. You might have to dig yourself out of a big hole. But you can do it, and it will be worth all the work you put into it. I wish I could sit down with you, hear your story, and encourage you specifically in your journey. If you've had a difficult time and you don't feel good about yourself, I want to tell you that you do have value. You matter. Your life can change, and you can make a difference, no matter what kind of background you have or where you come from. No matter what traumas you've suffered or mistakes you've made, you can learn and grow. You can become the person you have the potential to be. You just need to believe in yourself to get started. And every time you take a step, think a positive thought, make a good choice, practice a small discipline, you're moving one step closer. Just keep moving forward and keep believing. How to believe in yourself. 1. Make a list of all your best personal qualities. If you have positive self-esteem, then this will probably be easy for you. If you don't, you may need to spend days or weeks creating the list. Don't stop until you have written 100 positive things about yourself, and then spend time every day reading the list to remind yourself of your value. Using the list as a springboard, decide on the one word that best describes you. Make this word your North Star as you begin adding value to yourself. 2. Few things impact a person's self-esteem more than the way they talk to themselves on a day-to-day basis. Are you aware of how you talk to yourself? Keep track by using your smartphone or carrying an index card so you can tally the number of times each day this week that you think something positive or negative about yourself. In addition, you can ask close friends or family members to tell you whether they think you see yourself in a favorable or unfavorable light. 3. If you aren't doing so already, find a way to serve and add value to others on a weekly basis. Do something that uses your strengths, benefits others, and makes you feel good about yourself. Start small. If you're already serving, then do more. It's a good rule of thumb to give a tenth of your time to serving and adding value to others. So, for example, if you work 40 hours a week, devote 4 hours to serving others.